Hey, JT, when you hear this, I hope you had a nice vacation. Instead of another email, because I know you're going to have a bunch of them, I just learned something every day. Thought I'd pass it on to you. Talk to my boyfriend, David DeMoy. So he does want us to add drivers in the household that have their learner's permit. But here's the cool thing. We add them on the policy, and then there's a drop-down, and it'll say listed, not rated. And we don't rate them as a driver because they don't have their driver's license, but we're listing them. And then the drop-down under when you put listed is learner's permit. And here's the cool thing. It doesn't change the rate. So we're doing the right thing. We're making record that there's somebody in the household with a permit. And I thought by not adding them on until later, we're saving them money, but we're not. I mean, it doesn't change it. So if someone's got a permit in the household and it's Safeco, I don't know yet with Mercury if they charge or not, but with Safeco, if someone's with Safeco and their kid's got a learner's permit, we add them as a listed driver. It won't be rated. It'll be listed. The drop-down is permit, learner's permit, and it does not change the rate. So there you go. There's your tidbit of the day.